Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Bismillahi Rahman Rahim. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. With the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, praise be to Allah, the Lord and cherisher of the world. Most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment, be that we worship and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and those who go not astray. I bear witness there is no God except Allah, Al-Kadik, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all between. And no partners have he. And I bear witness Muhammad, a 1444 Ramadan. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. Is Allah's servant and messenger and the seal of the prophethood. I greet you and us with the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum. And welcome to this evening session of Al-Islam in Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360 Islamic Radio Station, the number one listening radio station in the nation. And I am your host, Ifritha Abdul Hadi. And as always, we open with hugs and love to you. Alhamdulillah. Squeeze me tight, squeeze me tight. And I'm squeezing you tight. Let me feel you now. Come on now. Oh, let me feel you. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Thank you so kindly. I love you too. I love you dearly. And may Allah bless you. You're feeling my love back to you. Alhamdulillah. As you know, we are in the 12th month of the Islamic calendar, Dhul Hijjah. And today is the 13th day of Dhul Hijjah, 1440 on the Hijra calendar. And Saturday, July 1st, 2023, you know I'm over here like, I'll tell you a little bit though, on the Gregorian calendar. Right here is what I'm wanting to say. Can you believe, like, were you all prepared for the, I mean, had you even thought about, you know, the 4th of July? Had you even, we know every year 4th of July comes, celebration, fireworks and all that. We know that. And usually, you know, we are like, oh, okay, so for the 4th, we're going to do this, we're going to do that with my barbecue, we might do this, what have you, on the 4th of July. This year thus far has been so busy and so full of events. I mean, one just right after another, that when I looked up and I recognized of July was here and that this is 4th of July weekend, I'm like, oh Allah, it's been so busy. We had the Ramadan, April, it ended in May. We had to eat, and then we had to eat Fitra. Then we going on, we busy, and I believe we had a couple of sacred month in between. But now, just say, I believe we had Ramadan. It ended, I believe, in May, didn't it? I believe it did. So I'm just, if I'm remembering right, I believe it ended in May. And then now here it is. The ninth month was the Ramadan, 10, 11, 12. So they only gave us actually 2 months in between there. And here we are. We had Hajj. And they're listening to the last sermon up on the Mount Arafat just for last week. And, of course, that was a celebration in itself. And then right after that, we had Eid. And of course, we carried it on until this Juma, for sure, in terms of getting together and continuing to celebrate Eid. So it's just been busy. So I hadn't had the opportunity to really register in my thinking or even make plans in my thinking of the 4th of July. Now, I don't know about you. Maybe you did, but I'm going to tell you, it come up, it, for me, it just came so unexpectedly, not right now. Yeah, I'm looking for the 4th of July. I'm looking at when it come up, but not right now. Maybe a week from now. Actually, I looked at, could have been even longer than that, not recognizing that the 1st of July is today. So, it really hadn't registered because I'm still in June. I was still in June. But alhamdulillah, I know it's been just as busy for you as it has been for myself. And it just surprised me, that this is the 4th of July weekend. But inshallah, we just had our Eid yesterday at Juma. After Juma, we celebrated Eid of Adha yesterday. So, we're still in celebration mode. And we had a wonderful time at Mukmin Islamic Center. Or I should say Islamic Center Mukmin. I believe I had a correction on that. But alhamdulillah, yes, in any case, at our Islamic Center Mukmin, we had our Eid celebration yesterday. And that was a sort of like a very busy because we were going to do it on that Wednesday when the actual Eid started. Excuse me, we had made plans, but there were several of the participants that had issues that came up and asked would we, make it, this coming June, after Juma. And so we talked with the imam about it, and he said, okay, yeah, we could do that. And so that's what we did. So I know it's been just as busy for you as it has been for me. And other things, we got our personal lives to live too, like things that have taken place, events that are happening in our personal lives with our families and things that are keeping us very busy as well, So alhamdulillah, it's just wow. So I was like, oh Allah, you're so good to us, But I tell you this time, we'll be looking at, for certain, we'll be looking at the new year after the dual hijjah, after this month on the Islamic calendar. And of course, about 5 months to, on the Gregorian calendar, but look how fast time is going. Time is moving so fast. Alhamdulillah. And I just thought I would say that to everyone and share with you. Tonight, what I want to do, I have a couple articles that I'm going to read in reference to our communication and our communication and our relationship, with Allah and creation, I was looking at that particular article, and then I have another article. We sort of started on this was from Wikipedia, and then I have another article that is from it's a scholar there in Islamic scholar, and I'm going to share that. But let me tell you what I also want to do. Excuse me. Yeah, I know I'm this all around things I want to do because I was also asked, well, why don't we have, I'd like us to have like a open mic, and this is what I thought we would do for it. And it's to make it easier so when nobody has to try to figure out something, but if you want to figure out something, you can let me know and say, hey, well, I want us to do this. This is going to be open mic, and we could definitely take a look at that. But I was thinking that I would like us to do, seeing that this is Alexander Focus Learning Lab and that we are talking about the Al-Asma ul-Husnat, the 99 known beautiful names and attributes of Allah and whatever. And so I was thinking, excuse me, in our open mic, that I could either say the Arabic of the particular Al-Asma ul-Husna, and you could tell me, if I say Al-Qadi, then you would come on and say, well, Al-Qadi is the creator of the heavens and the earth and all between, and no partners have he. That is Allah, highly glorified is he, you know, and so on. You know, if I say, you know, go on and I say, you know, that's, I'm just going to give you that one, so I'm going to give out all of the answers necessarily before. But even we might could do something like that too, but I also want you to use your mind on this open mic night on Alexander Focus Learning Lab. I want you to use your mind. You're here, so if you're here just to tell us why you're here or that why you decided to come, that's fine too. But I'm saying, I'm acknowledging that you're here, so then you would want to press one and express even just that. So I would say an attribute, and then you would tell me the meaning, and we'll discuss about, you know, how do you know? How did you recognize that attribute when it came up? You know what I'm saying? Okay, so we're gonna do that this evening, tonight. Excuse me, on Alice Lyman Focus Learning Lab. So get your pens and get your paper, and I know as you do all week, and that was just a kindly reminder to get your pens and your pads. We can get ready to have a fantastic time this evening on the program, inshallah, on our open mic night. Go back. Okay. Okay, alhamdulillah. You are listening to Alice Lyman Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I am your host, the Preeta Hadi. Excuse me. Get me straight, y'all. I am your host, the Preeta Abdul Hadi. Because remember, I am the servant of Allah, highly glorified is he, Al-Hadi. So I want to make sure that respectively I share my name proper. Well, I could just go on and tell you the rest of it too, but my name, but I'm just going to leave it there. I am the Preeta Abdul Hadi, and we're going to take our pause for our public service announcement and very important information. And as always, we ask you to stick and stay. Please do not go away, and we will be right back. I tell you, I'm not going to tell y'all how my computer been really, I mean, just cutting up today. But that's okay. Allah have power of all things. That's the thing we love, alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Preeta Hadi, director of the MCNRD Model Community National Resource Directory, reminding volunteers of our upcoming MCNRD Social Connect Conference every last Sunday of the month, 1 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to your participation, so please check your email for conference call information. Thank you so kindly. Assalamu alaikum.
The peace be on you. Assalamu alaikum. My name is Omar Shakir, and I'm resident imam of Masjid Bilal Ibn Rabah in San Antonio, Texas. And I would like to invite you every first Sunday from 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time to join us for our class where we're dealing with the subject matter of the basics in Islam. We are excited about this program, even if we're new Muslims or Muslims that have been in the faith for many, many years. It is a wonderful opportunity to learn and understand this beautiful way of life. We also connected with various insights from the tafsir of Imam Waliduddin Muhammad radiallahu anhu, and we all explain its practical application. We look forward to being with you on every first Sunday of the month where we would deal with the basics of Islam. The peace be on you. Assalamu alaikum.
No. Alhamdulillah. And we are back. And just a reminder for those of you listening out there in AM360.org land, you're going to need to dial in at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253 should you want to participate in tonight's open mic. Yeah, I knew we were going to be doing that. Oh, we got a fun night, but alhamdulillah, that's what you're going to have to do. And press 1 when you dial in so that we'll know that you want to participate. Appreciate you, Kenny. We also encourage everyone to connect to our 24-hour podcast programming at am360.org at 70 or at 701-719-4197. And visit our parent corporation, Community-Wide Shura Conference, at cwsc.us. That's right, that is us. And discover and uncover a lot more great information about CWSC and its intelligentsias. Alhamdulillah. And should you like to leave a listener comment, you can also do that at 910-317-0297. And you know that's the business office. And you can ask a question, leave a comment, whatever, at that number. Again, 910-317-0297. And someone will get right back with you if they don't answer right at that particular time. Alhamdulillah. And remember, however you choose to connect with us, we do appreciate your kindly, and we certainly look forward to hearing from you. Alhamdulillah. Now, do you know that we do have a caller? And, of course, that's my dear, dear friend and brother. I almost said imam. Mark Shaheed. Assalamu alaikum, my brother Mark.
Alaykum as-salam to you, my dear sister, the priest Abdul Hadi, and to your very distinguished radio listening audience there at AM360 Radio. I want to say alhamdulillah that the praise and the thanks belongs to Allah first and foremost, and always at every opportunity I get to tune in and listen in, it's definitely a learning experience for me. I wanted to, on your opening comments, I wanted to just make a correction because time passed so fast, as you were saying, in terms of coming into this year and on. But Ramadan began 2023 in the Gregorian calendar in the month of April. April.
Okay.
On the latter part of April, around about the 21st of April, and then it went to May in that regard. And, of course, on the Gregorian calendar, we always celebrate Mother's Day in the month, the second Sunday in May. And then in June, we celebrate Father's Day, praise be to Allah, at least in the Gregorian.
And Mark,
yes.
Don't forget now, on May the 30th, that last Monday in May, we had Memorial Day.
Yeah, Memorial Day. Yeah, that's right. Memorial Day. And one of the traditions or annual things on the Islamic schedule for the community, Imam W.D. Muhammad, is the Muslim retreat there in New Medina. New Medina, you know, after absence about a couple of years in regards to COVID and everything. So there was a physical presence that was there. We had some believers from here that went there. So they really, really enjoyed themselves. So, yes, Memorial Day. So that's another national holiday on the Gregorian calendar. And as I said, Mother's Day, then June. It was Father's Day. And for me, the Shaheed family, very busy. I had a granddaughter that graduated there in Chicago. And then my second oldest son, Mark Ibn Shakur Shaheed, he turned 50, which we gave him a surprise birthday party. And then my baby girl, Maryam Latifa Shaheed, she took her vows, got married. You know, all this happened in May. So my point being is this, and I thought about this years ago. When it comes to time, as we get older, it seems like time moves faster for us. You know, when you get older and you've been shouldering responsibility for a long, long period of time, time seems to speed up on you. When you're younger, when you're looking to get to a certain age, if you will, time seems to be moving very slow because you want to get to that age because you're looking for more in terms of freedom. You know, you want to become a teenager, as they say, a teenager. You want to get to 13, and then another magical number, you want to get to 16. We used to call it Sweet 16, you know, so more freedom can come to you. Then you want to get to 18, you know, and that's generally the age in which you graduate from high school. And then you want to get to 21, which generally, you know, by society standards, they say that you're actually grown in more freedom.
Yes, sir.
But when you're younger, you're looking forward to getting a certain age. And so when you're waiting on time, it seems to be an eternity. It seems to be, when am I going to get to this particular age? But when you get older, now, of course, now, when you're young, you don't have the responsibilities. You're looking to get to a certain age to experience, generally speaking, more freedom, more liberation in that regard. But when you get older, now you're shouldering responsibility. and so time is steady moving at the same pace, but it comes up on you, seem like a lot quicker on you. And before you know it, you're saying in the Gregorian calendar, Happy New Year, but half of the year is now over. Half of the year is over. But praise be to Allah, we thank Allah for you, Depresa, in terms of always keeping us abreast of our calendar, the Hijra calendar, in terms of the month, as we are in, as you say, Dhul Hijja is the 12th month of the Hijra calendar. And then following this, this month, another sacred month will be coming up, and that's Muharram. Muharram is the first month of the new year. So before you know it, our new year will begin in less than 20 days now. In less than 20 days, the new year for the Muslim will begin by our calendar, the Hijra calendar, that is the started with the migration of the Muslims from Mecca to Yathrib, that we know now as Medina. And that month is called the month of that which is forbidden. So I could say more, but I'll stop there and I'll just listen in. But I just wanted to make that one correction because sometimes it can get past us, you know. Excuse me, I said the 20th. That was actually, oh, wow, no, that was like the 12th or the 13th. So that was kind of early in April. Yeah. Or the April, yeah, mm-hmm. April. April, mm-hmm. April, April going to May.
That's
no,
right.
Excuse me. No, no, Missy, wait a minute now.
Yeah.
We in March.
Yeah.
We was in March. Mm-hmm. No, it was in March. It began in March, but it was in March, but it ended in April, not May. I'm certain of that. I'm certain of that because actually we are moving now. Go back and check it. And for those who are listening, you know, correct me if I'm incorrect, but the way Ramadan is moving now, we're moving, we're in the spring, but Ramadan is moving toward wintertime. Wintertime. And I heard so many Muslims say, oh, boy, this fast, boy, seemed like it went real fast. Well, the reason for that is that it takes approximately 33 years for Ramadan to complete its cycle, the cycle being through all seasons. The shortest days that we have it actually is in the wintertime. The longest days we have are in the summertime. So it'll be years before we will experience long fasts that would be in the summer days. We're moving, we're out of summer in terms of experience the fast in summer. We've been in the spring for a couple of years or so now, and we're moving toward winter. And what we experience is cold days, but short days and long nights, you see. So we have that experience. But I know it started in March this year, and it ended in April. I just don't remember the date that
March
it actually 23rd, started. But okay.
March 23rd. March
Pardon
23rd.
Me? Okay,
March
so that was...
March 23rd.
It was March the what?
March 23rd.
Okay, so I was correct then. So, alhamdulillah, I knew it was the 20th something there, and it ended in April, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so alhamdulillah. But there was a lot of things that was going on. So alhamdulillah, I do agree with you. Time has been moving. And when we get older, it seems like it's like on Jet Express.
I know.
Yeah.
And you know, you don't want to say, okay, it seems like time is moving. Is time moving that fast or have we just slowed up?
Well, I think what happens is, realistically, I thought about that years ago. I think, you know, it's not that time has sped up. I mean, time is still the same. You know, a day is still 24 hours. A day is still 24 hours. There's still 60 minutes in an hour. There's still 60 seconds in a minute. So we might not be doing as much as we get. We might not be doing as much as, or it may take us a little bit longer to do some of the things, you know, in that regard. And I think that even when it comes to our children, Depresa, and our nieces and nephews and community children, we can have a tendency to freeze them in time, you know, and not really recognize, oh, you that old? You know, not realize they have grown up. And they have started their own family, and we're still, we're freezing them in time, though we remember them when they were just coming into adolescence, you know, or maybe younger than that, and they have grown up, and they have gone to school, completed college or whatever, or they may be already into their career, maybe gotten married and started a family, but we have frozen them in time. So this oftentimes can happen for, us as we get older, and even when we're talking about that they are future, but actually our young people or our present. And Imam Muhammad gave us some insight on that. He said that whenever we use a word that is a homonym is a word that has multiple meanings. You know, it has different meanings, but it's pronounced just alike. An antonym being words that have opposite meaning, and synonyms being words that have similar meanings. But he said anytime you hear a homonym, like the word present, for example, present. Present, one meaning for present is dealing with time. Another meaning for present is dealing with a gift. And sometimes we see our children as the future. But they are the present. They are present, but they are a present. In other words, they're present, even though we've seen them as the future. So if we don't see them in the present as to where they are, then we miss the present that they have to offer, which is the gift to us. I think I said enough. I'll stop there. Assalamu alaikum.
Oh, alhamdulillah. You know, we do appreciate you, Brother Mark, all of the great information that you share with us. And you're right, when you start thinking about things and looking really deep into them, it can take you on and on and on, because that's what life is. It's on and on and on. So, alhamdulillah. So we certainly do appreciate you kindly.
Thank you. We appreciate you, too. So yeah. I'm going to be a listener here, and so... thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam to you. Alhamdulillah. That is just wonderful. That's our dear brother Mark Shaheed. Let me get over here. Like I said, my computer has been really carrying on, but let's get back over here. Yes, that was our dear brother Mark Shaheed, and we certainly do appreciate him always sharing with us. And you know, Brother Mark, should you have anything else, press one and go out now, and then, you know, if you have something else you want to share, I'll certainly recognize you and open your mic up again, bring you back. Alhamdulillah. Yes, so tonight, yes, time is, like you said, you know, it can appear like we, you know, we're speeding on through, you know, and it just doesn't wait on anyone. It just may be like we got so much on our plate that we be like, we wish we could hold it up, you know, or maybe we think we might not doing it fast enough or what have you. But it's just that sometimes that's just the way it goes. That's time. That's time for you, and there's nothing we can do about it. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, and it's going to go as fast as he wanted to go to us, and we can take it and say whatever we want to say, but it's going to go as slow for us as we want to go, however we might be comprehending that it's going for us. That is the speed, that is the measure, if you would, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been so kind to give to us in recognition of that. Alhamdulillah. Oh, and speaking of that, let me tell y'all, I got to share this with you. And then we're going to get to the article, I promise. But now remember, too, tonight is open mic night, too. And yes, we are going to look at some of the Al-Asma Al-Husna and see if you want to press one and come in and say what you think that particular attribute is. But I want to share this, and then we're going to get right back to it, okay? This, speaking of time, I have a dear friend, and she was asking, come to find out, she and I went to the same high school. And guess what? Found out that we graduated in the same year. And so she was like, so I don't remember seeing you there. She did know my sister, and she knows my sister and everything. And she sort of like remembers seeing me with my sister in another setting of friends of my sister's. But she said she didn't ever see me at the particular high school that we graduated from, and neither did I see her either. But in any case, so she's one of these savvy computer persons where that she'll get on in. Well, let me go see. Let me check this in. Check this. But she went back to check the yearbook and everything, and to see, you know, the
you know, the people that in the yearbook for that year. And so she said, I got something to send you. I'm like, okay. So she said, yes, I found you. So she sent it over to me. And she's got my 11th grade picture in there. That was a picture day, 11th grade. And I was looking at that. And speaking of time, now here, it's all this related to the time. And I'm looking at that picture, and I thought, I happened to lie. You know, I had my few comments on it. But however, you know, it's just, I told my sons when I showed it to them, they was like, Mom, I asked them something about it. And he said, Mom, I'm still trying to process that this is you. I said, yeah, that's me. Well, I had no children. You know, so that was me. You know, a matter of fact, at that time, I was just in high school, you know, but I looked at that picture. You know, sometimes we get an opportunity to see ourselves back I don't necessarily even get into remembrance. So I can remember when I was 13, when I can remember when I was 5 or 6, but I'm thinking things that, see, sometimes things can happen significantly in your life that when you look back at it, you always remember that. Like I did have an experience when I was 9, and then I had another a beautiful experience when I was 13, and so I just remember that particular time, the 13 for sure, you know. But after that, you know, getting in high school and, and just being all in it and stuff that they were doing and stuff. Well, see, I've come from the family where my mama worked she worked. And so when we got out of school, she was still at work. And so she would say, well, when I come home, she said, matter of fact, she said, when you get out of school, I want you to come straight home. Well, you know, we had activities we wanted to involve ourselves with, you know, but she said that, no, she said, you're going to come home. You all got to come home. Everybody, when school is out, I want you home. And then she had a number of chores that we had to have taken care of by the time she got home, evening, which was about 6 o'clock in the evening, that we had to have had completed by the time she got home. And so we didn't really have time to, you know, do no whole lot of moving about, but get the homework, get the things, the chores done, as she said, prepare yourself for bed and get up, go to school again the next morning. You know? So I'm just saying how time is actually flying for us. Oh, my goodness, look here. See that? Speaking of time flying, look here. I promise you all don't remember now, this is open mic night. Yes, we are going to do El Asma or Husna. We're going to do a little, I don't like to say quiz, but we're going to tell you the names of them, and then you could tell us maybe what the, we'll give you the Arabic of it, and you'll tell us what it means, okay? But up until then, you know what? It is so time for us to take our pause for the cause, and that's what we're going to do, and we'll get back, okay? You are listening to Alice Lyman Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I am your host, Dapreeza Abdul Hadi, and we're going to take our pause for a public service announcement and very important information. And as always, we ask you to stick and stay. Please do not go away, and we will be right back, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum. Join us each and every Sunday from 5 to 7 Eastern Standard Time and 4 to 6 Central Standard Time for the broadcast of the contemplations of Imam Waridduddin Muhammad, sharing his insights, his wisdom, and his knowledge here on America Muslim 360, utilizing the books edited by Brother Morocco, Brother Ghani, and Brother Ronald B. Shaheed. So we look forward to your presence as we share the insight, the logic, and the thinking of our beloved Imam Muwahhid Din Muhammad here on American Muslim 360 on a myriad of subject matter. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah. And we are back, and thank you so kindly for that information coming up on Sunday. Now, that's the second one I'm playing for y'all on Sunday. So remember, I know you got your pen and paper. You're all in there. You ready to roll. Okay, make sure you get those two, those PSAs. When we play those PSAs, the PSAs that we play, is to keep you informed because we love you dearly. Alhamdulillah. Okay, now again, for the AM360.org land, you're out there and you want to participate inside the studio. I come off of the .org and come inside the studio. You're going to need to dial in at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253 and press 1 so that we'll know that you've come to participate. And we look forward to it, okay? Give us a like on Facebook, and also you can leave us a listener comment at 910-317-0297. But remember, however you choose to connect with us, we look forward to hearing from you, and we thank you. All right, I'm to the law. Okay, now we are going to move right along here with this article that I wanted to do this evening into the relationship, our relationship with creation, relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm going to do right here. I'm telling y'all, you don't know what went down on my computer, but I ain't gonna worry with it. I promise you, I ain't gonna say no more about it. Just trying to get to where I said I was gonna go. Okay, here we go. What is this right here? Okay, right there it is, right there. Okay, yes. Okay, and I'm gonna start it here, then I'm gonna move it on, and we're gonna be talking about our relationship with Allah, and understanding the seven pillars that we have to focus on to have that relationship. Yes. Okay. We're going to start throughout our lives. This is an article that I got from of course, I like to go online and just get different articles in reference to information. And this is an article by Understanding Our Relationship with Allah, Understanding the Seven Pillars of Iman. And this is by Radia Bia, Alhamdulillah. And I know we'll all be able to connect with this. And I got, you know, I'm going to hook it up with the, remember we started on the Wikipedia in our relationship, okay? So throughout our lives, we are constantly building and maintaining relationships. That's true. As Muslims, we should be focused. That's our main focus. Our main focus should be maintaining one relationship in particular, because this one relationship, as you know now, and you know who it is with, that's going to be the judging and ruling factor of all of the relationships. That's going to tell the story how we are in all of the other relationships. And you know, if you can't be right with God, you can't be right with no one. So, okay? So, so the one relationship in particular that we should be maintaining and focusing on is our relationship with Allah. Understanding, having faith, understanding having faith can help us to become better Muslims. When we expand our relationship with Allah, highly glorified is He, that gives us faith right there. Because not only are you believing in Allah, but you are believing Allah when you are establishing the relationship with Him, our Lord and Creator. Al-Kadi. And so when asking ourselves how we can become better Muslims, we are attempting to evaluate actually our faith. Because you know what that, well, you know what it does. And I know we seasoned Muslims, we are smart. We've been there and done that. We know that. And you can also press 1 to come in and share. But then remember the new Shahada, the new Muslims. And I've actually had youngsters that come along. I say youngsters, you know, in their 40s or 50s may come on. So, you know, I believe in Allah, you know. But, you know, they still don't understand how to put it together. You know what I'm saying? Well, they believe it because they've been taught that way. They see their parents worshiping. But it has to resonate within their minds as well, belief and having increasing in their faith, you know, in this belief. So, you know, studying Al-Asma'ul Husna, the 99 known beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, certainly does give us that opportunity to come to develop our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well as with creation. So we'll definitely be evaluating or attempting to evaluate when we speak in terms of getting to understand that relationship with Allah. And I'm going to tell you something. And you know, it's not something that, you know, oh, now we know it all. We got this relationship and, you know, there's nothing else to learn. It's a continual growth, a continual progress, a continual process and a continual progress when we begin to establish our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what really, I mean, I was shocked. And that's why I tell you that the seasoned Muslims have patience with the program, because I can recall when Imam Wardi Muhammad, our leader and teacher, and may Allah bless him with paradise, when he said that we need to, as Muslims, establish our relationship with Allah. Well, for me, that was the first time where it had really resonated with me, you see, that I could actually establish a relationship with Allah, you see. So now that I'm a part of the seasoned Muslims, at one time I was a new Muslim, new Shahada, new in terms of being young, not having the experiences and things that I've had thus far to give me a better understanding. So I didn't understand. See, and so that's what we have here, right here, AM 360, right now, here on Alice Mom and Focus Learning Lab. We have the new Shahadas. They come in and they don't quite understand. So we have to, and we're responsible to, share information with them that can help them to prepare themselves to get closer with our Lord and Cherisher and establish their relationship with Him that will help us in our relationship with creation. And that includes ourselves as human beings, alhamdulillah. So we're evaluating faith when we become better Muslims and get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in understanding and knowledge. So we're going to share a hadith that is where faith is defined. And this is narrated by Umar Khattab. May Allah be pleased with him. The angel Jibril asked the prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, what is faith? The prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, replied, "Believe in Allah, His angels, His messengers, the unseen. Believe in His books. Believe in the day of judgment. And believe in good and bad divine decree." And this was related by Al-Bukhari. Sahih. So now, you see, getting that faith lined up, getting that iman, what it's called in the Arabic term, iman, getting it lined up where it can be strengthened, where you'll be able to see, you say. Do you remember where it says believe in Allah, His angels? You know, how often do we go through the day? You remember Allah, highly glorified, as He tells us that we as human beings have been granted an angel that is with us every day of our life. Every day of our life, it's right there. The angels are right there. Matter of fact, we got two of them. We got one on the right, and we got one on the left. But you see, it's ironic I would say, but you see. But, you know, remembering that, going through our day, you know, and just remembering of the angels, you know, you might go through the day, and the only time you remember them angels is when you task them out of your prayer. You mean you beat them with the whole day, you know, and like sometimes not even be thought of them. But see, that to increase our belief, our iman, our faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our belief in Him, then that's the creed that we take and we believe in. We say we believe in Allah, highly glorified as He, His angels, His messengers. Well, you know, we believe in the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and all of the messengers before his time. We know that we believe in them. You know, somehow we don't have a problem believing in the prophets and the messengers. Most people don't, you know. Now, the unseen. Now one would say if they don't understand Allah and feel the closeness to Him, how in the world are they going to understand the unseen? You know, they're like, wait, yeah, but I don't see what you're saying I should see right now. You know, but as you establish that relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Imam Waruddin Muhammad. I just love him. I'm going to tell you all. And I know you all do as well. And I know you all have your own personal things that are taking place in your lives as I do that, you know, makes me say that, you know, because he was just so genuine and such a caring person and wanted to make sure that we got it, the information as basic could be, so that we could research it and learn it, you know. And another thing he said that we have to learn to live on the mercy of Allah. Now, when he said that, you know, I got right on and started looking at, what are you talking about? Allah. So when you're inquisitive of knowing Allah, highly glorified is He, you're going to be a participant, even if it's just attending Al-Islamic Focus Learning Lab on Saturday evenings at 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, because you know you're going to get information that's going to address what you want to do, and you want to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the believing in the books and His angels and the prophets, the messengers, peace and blessings of Allah be upon them, the seen and the unseen, we're going to be right there under the law. Now, in order to become someone who has attained faith, one must know what it means to believe in the components. And so we're going to share the components. And they are of 7 and 8. Where are we at in time? Okay, rather. And you want to ask yourself these questions and, you know, answer them. And if you don't know, then do some research on it, or, you know, we'll certainly share. But you right now you're researching yourself to see just how much do you know about having faith, okay? And you want to ask yourself, what does it mean to believe in Allah? For real. Ask yourself for real now and take a look at it. What does it really mean to believe in Allah? How they go about it, see? Then you might want to go on and ask yourself the next question. What does it mean to believe in the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then you go on and you want to ask yourself, what are Allah's books? And what does it mean to believe in them? Then you want to go on and say, who are Allah's angels? Now see that? See, because these questions that we're asking ourselves, is helping us to establish our understanding. Establish our understanding when you ask these questions. Understanding what? Of course, first of all, Allah, highly glorified is He. And, of course, the books that we need to believe in and believing in Him and the messengers and the angels and the last day, you know. Then you go on and you're going to ask yourself, well, who are Allah's angels? What is the unseen? We were talking about that a little bit earlier. What is the divine decree? What is the divine decree? And finally, what is the day of resurrection? And as you're reading the Quran, you're going to see we have a surah in there called the Day of Resurrection. Mm-hmm. It'll tell you all about it there too. But these are the questions that that to address when we want to know whether or not we understand what faith is and have we attained faith. You know, so it's going to take these questions that you ask yourself. You're going to do this a little research on them so that you can understand. The first one that you're going to ask yourself about this faith that we're supposed to have, what does it mean to believe in Allah? What does it mean? And one of the prophets, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, companions, Ibn Abbas narrated a hadith in which the prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, tells us what it means to believe in Allah. How to glorify his deed. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said to a delegation from the tribe of Al-Quays, I order you to do 4 things, he says, to believe in Allah alone. Do you know what is meant by believing in Allah alone? It means to testify that no one or anything has the right to be worshipped but Allah. And that Muhammad, may the prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, is Allah's messenger. That's number one. Is Allah's servant and messenger, number one. To perform prayers
And you definitely want to do that. We talked about that. You definitely want to do that. Because in your establishing your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we have been encouraged to do, and that will be one of the main events that we will be asked about or seen into when we on the day of standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our prayer. So testifying, and this is the beginning of your faith. This is how you gonna know that you got faith, and that is to believe in Allah alone, and you're gonna testify to that. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. I bear witness there is no God except Allah. Highly glorified is He. Without partner. And that Muhammad, it appears in peace of Allah be upon you, is Allah's servant and messenger. You're going to do that. You're going to perform your prayers. And if you don't know how to pray, and you're just coming into the faith, you know, then you want to make sure you get to your Islamic center or your masjid, or even go online and order your book. But you can learn how to pray, what to say in the prayers. You're going to do that. And then you're going to pay the zakat. You're going to, zakat paying like charity. You're going to fast during the month of Ramadan. And you're going to do good works. You're going to do good works. It says, and to pay al-kumas, one-fifth of your spoils of war. And say, this hadith suggests that believing in Allah, highly glorified is He, includes implementing all of the obligations Allah, highly glorified is He, has placed upon us, as well as believing in everything that He has sent down to us, which includes all of the other aspects of faith that we talked about, all of which Allah has informed us about through His books and His messengers. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon them. Okay. And to believe in the in Allah's prophets, all of them, all the messengers, peace and blessings of Allah be upon them. Okay. And of course, you know, my computer went out. And we say, well, you might go and ask one, say, well, when you say believing in the books, say, well, what are the books and what does it mean to believe in them? And then we got the Holy Injil, which is the Bible. You got the Torah. And will you get off of here? You me, I got this. Okay, thank you. Thank you, so candy. To believe in all of the books that Allah, highly glorified is He, has sent down, the Torah, the Psalms, the Gospel, and the Quran, the books of Prophet Dawood, was that of the Psalms, and the book of Prophet Moses was that of the Torah, which was sent to guide the Jews. The Injil, which is the Gospel, was revealed to the Prophet Jesus, to guide the Christians the Holy Quran was revealed to our last messenger, Prophet Muhammad. May the prayers and peace of Allah be upon him. The revelation of the Torah has been referenced several times in the Quran. The Torah was revealed to the Prophet Moses, may Allah be pleased with him, who was sent as a messenger to the Jews. And Allah highly glorified is this, confirms this in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 44. Indeed, we sent down the Torah, in which was guidance and light. The Zabur is also known as the Psalms of David. Allah revealed the Zabur to Prophet Dawood, David. May Allah be pleased with him, as mentioned in Surah Al-Isra, verse 55. And we have made some of the prophets exceed others. And to David, Dawood, we gave the book of Psalms. And you'll find this in Al-Isra, verse 55. And I like it when they give me the actual, okay, and then right here. Oh, okay. Then we sent, following their footsteps, our messengers. Oh, wait a minute. The Injil, the gospel, was later revealed to Prophet Isa, Jesus, may Allah be pleased with him, who was sent to guide the Christians. The revelation of the Injil is mentioned in Surah Al-Hadid, verse 27. I happen to know that particular surah, y'all. That's Surah 57. And this is what it says. This is what Allah has glorified, as he says. Then we sent, following their footsteps, our messengers, and followed them with Jesus, the son of Mary, and gave him the gospel. And again, that would be in the Surah 57, Ayat 27. And the last book of Allah, now we're talking about the books. And the last book of Allah, highly glorified is he, was the Quran, which was revealed to the last prophet of Allah, our prophet Muhammad. Prayers and peace of Allah be upon him. The books of Allah that were revealed before the Quran were altered over time, but they may contain a portion of the original message. In their history, there is a lesson for those who possess, and this is from the Quran, Allah says in the Quran, in their history, there is a lesson for those who possess intelligence. This is not fabricated hadith. This Quran confirms all previous scriptures, provides the details of everything, and is a beacon and mercy for those who believe. And we'll find that in Quran, Surah 12, Ayat 111. And I think Surah 12, that's the Surah Yusuf, Joseph, I'm thinking of, inshallah. So believing that Allah revealed these books to his prophets and following the commandments of the Quran, the inalterable and final guide, is what it means to believe in Allah's books. And that was one of the components, remember, that we were to believe in to constitute that we know that we now have faith. So we got the books. Now, the next one was to believe in the angels. Well, who are the angels? Who are Allah's angels? And the angels are a creation of Allah, created long before mankind. Created long before mankind. They worship Allah and obey him entirely. Allah mentions that the angels were present before our creation in Surah Baqarah, verse 30, ayat 30. And Baqarah would be Surah 2. I know that one. And that would be ayat 30. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in that particular ayat, "And when your Lord said to the angels, verily, I am going to place mankind, I am going to place mankind generations after generations on earth." Angel Jibril was sent to Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, with the revelation of Allah. The two angels writing down our good and bad deeds. Remember, we had them come to Allah, we remember. Two angels writing down our good and bad deeds on our right and on our left shoulders are Weeb, and that's a capital R-A-Q-I-B, Raqib, and Atid, and that's capital A-T-I-D. How about that? So we learned two angels' names today, y'all. Inshallah, bless us to write that down and remember them. Then, that says, just stop, will you? And then it said, what is it? Say Raqib, R-A-Q-I-B, and Atid, A-T-I-D. Okay. I have to write down because I'll have to do some things. I'll do that later, okay. And those are the two angels that's sitting on our right and left, which we did mention them today, remember, when we first started. Then we got the angel of death is Azrael. Azrael, and that's capital A-Z, Azrael, R-A-E-L, Azrael. And I remember seeing that in the fan, too. The angel of death is Azrael. Is the angel that takes our souls when we die. On the day of resurrection is Raphael. Wow. Look at us getting all this information, y'all. That's capital I-S-R-A-F-I-L. Now, that particular angel is the angel, that's on their resurrection, is the angel that will blow the trumpet that starts the day of judgment. Wow, look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Oh, I'm excited. I know you are. I know you got to be. You got to be feeling this right now. All creation will perish. The trumpet, he is the angel that will blow the trumpet that will start the day of judgment, after which all creation will perish. Allah mentions, Allah highly glorifies, he mentions the angels and their responsibilities in many surahs within the Quran. Therefore, as Muslims who believe in Allah, his prophets, and his books, we must believe in his angels as well. And we go on with that first element of faith, that the fifth event that must take place in the development of our faith is when we said we have to believe in the unseen, and you want to ask yourself, but what is the unseen? And Allah highly glorified, as he says in the Quran, who believes in the unseen, establish prayer and donate from what we have provided for them. And that's Surah Baqarah, Surah 2, Ayat 3. And it goes on to say, the previous verse mentions belief in the unseen, various meanings. It includes belief in Allah, highly glorified as He is, angels, His books, His messengers, the day of resurrection, and Al-Qadar. It also includes what Allah and His messenger, peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, has informed us of, which includes knowledge of the past, present, future. News about the creation of the heavens and the earth, plant, animal life, news of the nations of the past, and about paradise and hell. All of the aspects of faith maintain a connection that links them to one another. Believing in believing in the hereafter, the heaven and the hell, is to believe in Allah. Believing in Allah relates to believing in everything Allah, highly glorified as He, has commanded us to believe in. Able to understand and enact these commandments, utilizing Allah's book and His messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. So that's how we develop our belief, in which in this particular aspect is the unseen. And then we want to ask ourselves, you know, because there were seven aspects, and we're just about to get to the end of them. We want to ask ourselves, what is the Qadar? And the Qadar is what is the divine decree. And mentions the decree of Allah, which is Al-Qadar in Surah At-Takabun, verse 11. Is that 9? I think that's Surah 9, y'all. You know, if you know them, because they're not stated here, but I'm just kind of thinking I'm remembering. I think this is At-Takabun, and I think that's Surah 9. Ayat 11, when Allah highly glorified as He says, no calamity falls except by the permission of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whosoever believes in Allah, He guides his heart to the true faith. With certainty, such as what has befallen him, was already written for him. And Allah, highly glorified is He, is the all-knower of everything. Al-Alim. Now, believing in the divine decree, which is Qadar, is believing that Allah already knows what will happen in the future. Believing in the day of judgment is an example of believing in divine decree, because it is something that Allah has already ordained. And the seventh component, to let you know that you are now a person that has faith, is when you say, what is the day of resurrection? Because you have to believe in that, to believe in the day of resurrection. There will be a day that we will be raised up as a human being, as the servant of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, raised up You have to believe in the day of resurrection, just like you believe in the day of returning to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we all know that we will. The day of resurrection is the day when all mankind of kind, every person ever created, will be gathered together and questioned about how they lived their life. On this day, the earth shall be destroyed, and everything on it will die, and all creation will be brought back to life and questioned. This day and the description of this day is often referred to in the Quran, because I was going to reference that too. It is referenced in Surah Naba. That's the good news. I believe the Naba, good news. Now, I don't have the surah, but if you got it and you want to share it, you can do that. Referred to in Surah Naba, and I know, Naba, what's that, the good news of the announcement, that's what it's saying here. Surah Qayyama, the day of judgment. Surah Ishqa, the splitting open. Many other surahs in which the contents of that day are described. To believe in the day of resurrection is to believe that the day will come when we shall be held accountable for our actions. It also means that we believe that the life of this world is temporary and that we shall live again. And so we have to believe in that. That constitutes the fact that one has faith, you know. Therefore, one cannot believe in Allah and his books without believing in the other components of faith, such as believing in the messengers, his books, the angels, the unseen, the day of resurrection, and the day of divine decree. All of the components of faith originate from our belief in the oneness of Allah. It is our belief in Allah that encourages us to do good and to promote goodness. It is our belief system that uplifts us and gives us the courage to face the trials of life and to hope for Allah's reward. Maintaining our faith and understanding it can help us better ourselves so that we can become better human beings and better Muslims. Alhamdulillah. 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 I'm going to have to put that into my... Now, that was the first... and, you know, tonight is the open mic night now, and I was just reading that, and we're going to get into the quiz right now. But I don't want to say quiz. I said what we're going to do. So, but right now, you know what we got to do, don't we? You know what we got to do right now. You're listening to Alice Simon Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I am your host, the Preacher Abdul Hadi, and we're going to take our pause for our public service announcement and very important information. And as always, we ask you to stick and stay. Please do not go away, and we will be right back, inshallah. I'm going to do this because I want to have remembrance.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Nirmat Shaheed, restorative justice practitioner for the Oakland Unified School District and host on AM 360's The Pearls of Women Quranic Mondays. We're asking you to help us make a difference in the life of a student. We need you to spread the word that CWSC is offering 5 college scholarships in the form of direct financial aid to students who qualify and are graduating from high school this year or current college students. Learn more and apply online today at cwsc.us. But hurry, the deadline for applications is June the 20th. Thank you for helping secure our next generation's intelligentsia. Assalamu alaikum.
God's peace be upon you. This is Muhammad Sharif. As we know, everything begins with the seed. Rain International is world leader in seed nutrition and the first to market seed-based products. Our flagship product is called Soul, S-O-U-L. The main ingredient is the black cumin seed. Here are a few reasons to drink Soul. Supports the healthy immune system. Give a body the boost to stay healthy and strong. Improve indigestion. Decrease infection. Remove inflammation and other benefits. This is an opportunity to improve your health and increase your wealth. Please call or text me at 914-434-375. Please join me in supporting CWSC, the Community-Wide Cereal Conference and AM360, in remaking the world into a better place. We support the 50-year human family planning and look forward to doing business with you. Our website is raininternational.com. We are available at any time. Please call this number, 914-434-3275. Thank you.
Alhamdulillah. And I was telling you all, you know, I had to play that, the promo for that scholarship. Oh, and that one, too. That's because you want to support that RAIN International. But also, remember the scholarship program that's a part of the CWSC Intelligentsia, right? And so, the timeline, I don't like to say deadline, but the timeline has come and gone, yes, in June. And just a reminder, but you, if you've not, or if you have put it in for the scholarship and you've not heard from it, then call in the business office to probably get an update on that information. Also, remember now, you out there in AM360.org land, come on now, we got to be quick on this here. You got to come inside the studio if you want to get in on this next last part of this program this evening. We're going to go and going to do a little quiz. We'll call it a little quiz just to see what all you've learned. I know you all have learned quite a bit, and you're just eager to share it. So we're going to give you that opportunity tonight on this open mic night. Alhamdulillah. So you're going to need to dial in at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253 and press 1, and we'll recognize you. I do see you. We do have a caller. I'll get right there to you. And also, remember, as we're talking about that, any information you want about any of the intelligentsias, you're going to call our business office. You're going to do that by dialing in at 910-317-0297. You can tweet us at CW Shearer and give us a like on Facebook. Or leave us that list or comment at 910-317-0297. And remember, however you choose to connect with us, we look forward to hearing from you. And we do appreciate you kindly. Also, join us tomorrow morning now. I played those PSAs earlier, and I know you got it written down, starting at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time. We're going to start with Alice Lum. Alice Lum with Bishop Muhammad. Study Alice Lum. With Victor Muhammad, starting at 10 to 11. And then you got Imam Omar Sharif. I believe he's going to be in there at Sharif at 12:30. And then when he go off, then later that afternoon, you're going to come back at 5 and join Imam Hamid, Kareem Hamid, and Michael Hamid. And I think Mahasan Abdul Salam is in there too. Look like I remember hearing her last week. So I think she's going to be there too. But so you don't want to miss it. You want to be right in there joining in right there starting at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern time to 7 o'clock. So join us tomorrow starting early at 10 to 11. Then from Omar Shakur. And after he goes off about 3, and then you'll come back at 5 to 7. Okay? Love you dearly. Look, we got a caller, and I know my caller. We got two of them now. And I love you all dearly. And I wanted to get to the, on this open mic night, I really did want to get a couple of the Asma Ul-Husna in to give you all the opportunity of that too. But I don't want to hold you much longer here. So I'll go in on time you in. How about that? I'm going to go with 727-408-3511, and then I do see you, a return caller.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Alexander Focus. Yes, this is Martha Naila Esala, and I just want to give everyone the greeting as we come. We're still in the month of Kohisha and all that it references with humanity. For you, Debrisa, and all that you have been sharing. I just want everyone to know I've been up on the northeast and coming down, and I'm now just 100 miles outside of St. Petersburg, Stillwater area. So I'm on the way here.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Thank you so kindly, Martha Naila. And are you still traveling?
Yes, ma'am. On 100 miles outside of St. Petersburg / Clearwater, Florida.
You better girl get home. You be
yes, safe. It should be around 8:30 or something, just in time for my bridge.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, may Allah bless you to make it on in, my dear love. And we'll talk a little bit later in the week. Thank you so kindly for chiming in and letting us know what your travels are going like.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Safe return. Alhamdulillah. Of course, you all know that that is our dear Martha Naila Abdullah, our executive director here of CWSC, and she's been on a travel through the Northeast, I believe it is. She just gone, but I ain't going to go there, y'all, okay? Alhamdulillah, we pray a lot that she make it on in. Okay, we're going to move here to our dear brother Mark Shaheed, 314-833. Yes, sir, brother Mark.
Yes, assalamu alaikum once again to you and your radio listeners. I'm going to be very brief because I know you want to get to the other part, but that I just wanted to commend you on excellent production and giving that information. Oftentimes it's called the Akida in terms of your belief, what is your belief system. And I noticed that you gave a hadith from Umar ibn Khattab, one of the companions. And in that, I think if you go back, I think he referenced 6. These are known as the articles of faith, iman, which is saying, iman, which is faith, articles of faith, 5 pillars. But articles of faith are totally different, and this was 7. So, you know, the relationship, as you were speaking about, very, very important in establishing that. That's the foundation, the relationship, and that relationship be that of servant to master. We're the servant, Allah is the master. And so in belief in Allah, the belief in his angels in terms of especially the angel of Jibril delivering the message, you understand, he was always the one that was the messenger, you know, in bringing the message in those 4 books. And also in believing God's prophets and messengers and the books with the revelation. This helps us to really improve our relationship with our Lord and Creator. The question has to be asked, do you believe in Allah, and do you believe Allah? I'll stop there because I don't want to go any further. I want to hear the rest of your production. Thank you. I appreciate you greatly. This is excellent, excellent learning lab. Everybody should be tuned in and listening to it. May God's peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you so kindly, Brother Mark, Shahid, for your even attending every week as you do it, and all of the others too. Don't y'all start that with me. I'm gonna put you on mute, Brother Mark, and you know you can always come back because I am gonna allow a few minutes. We won't do a whole lot of them, but I'm gonna allow a few minutes for you all to chime back in and let me know what you know. Okay, all right. Thank you so kindly, Brother Mark. I'm gonna put you in the mute, and you can follow that process, and we'll come back.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Y'all know, I just want to tell you, you know when I tell you I love you. When I tell somebody on here I love you, don't you start like, she says she loves him. She didn't tell me. I love you, too. And I'm squeezing you tight, too. All right. Now, okay, I'm excited. For this evening, I'd like for us to settle out our program this evening in the program with, I'm going to say, an attribute, right? A beautiful name and attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you are going to tell me what that name means, you know, because, you know, we've been through this a couple times now, and I know everybody's not fast on it, but I know you're studious learners, and you got your pad and your paper right there, and you're like, let's go with it, girlfriend, let's go with it. I'm like, okay, so, and I'm not going to do all hard and stuff. I just want to say a couple of them, okay? I think we might be able to get through about, let's say maybe five of them if we can, okay? And I'm not going to make them hard either, okay? So let us start with let me see. I'm gonna go up and then I'm gonna go ahead on and do this, y'all. Let's just do this right here. Let me do this since I'm in here. I'm gonna be able to come back, see, and do it right there because I won't make it hard or nothing. And so I'm gonna go with let's start out. Tell me what. Well, this is a good place to start. Yes, hold on. Okay. We're going to go. I'm trying to fix because I don't want it to be all hard. I'm just telling you, okay? We're going to start with Al-Hakim. Now, if you know what Al-Hakim, Allah highly glorified is he, is Al-Hakim. Tell me what Al-Hakim is, if you know. And I'm going to give you a couple of them here just so that way, you know, we have a couple to. Because you got to be right now. Al-Hakim. We know Allah highly glorified as he is Al-Hakim. But what does Al-Hakim mean? And that's capital A-L, capital H-A-K-E-E-M, Al-Hakim. Okay, and then you're going to tell me what it means, okay? The next one we're going to ask for is Al-Haq. Al-Haq. I'm going to do these here like this so that I can remember what I asked you to because I didn't have these all set out. And Al-Haq. What is Al-Haq? What does Al-Haq mean? Allah highly glorified is he is Al-Haq. Okay. Oh, stop it. Okay, I'm trying to get it. Right there, go back. Oh, right here. Here we go. Al-Haq, that's the next one, okay? Will you stop? Okay, we're going to go. Then the next one we're going to do. So we got Al-Hakim, Al-Haq, Al-Wadud. What is Al-Wadud? And Al-Majid. What is Al-Majid? And finally, we're going to go with, I want to know one that I've been saying that you're going to know, you're going to remember it. I got it. Al-Khaliq. Al-Khaliq. All right. So now, I'm gonna open up your mic, give you that opportunity. I give you Al-Hakim, Al-Haq, Al-Wadud, Al-Majid, and Al-Khaliq. Okay? So, now, see how easy that is right there? Now, I didn't make that hard. Y'all know I didn't make it hard. I know nobody's starting now, because you know this is not hard. Because you've been here all week, and I know you know. I'm going to get them from here, because he knows. Okay, so let's go with 314-833. This is our dear brother, Mark Shaheed, once again. That y'all going to let Mark Shaheed beat all everybody out, right? Just like that. So y'all ain't learned nothing. I apologize. You know I love y'all. I'm only kidding with you now. You know I love you. All right, Brother Mark, let's go.
Okay, well, I'm gonna do three out of the five. That gives somebody else opportunity to get the other two. So Al-Hakim, one of the known attributes is that Allah is the all-wise. Al-Hakim, the all-wise. Al-Haq is that he is the reality or the truth. So when we think about Al-Haq, we're thinking about the truth or the reality. He's the only in terms of the reality or the truth. Al-Khaliq is that he's the creator. He is the creator. I'll stop there. I'll let somebody else do the other two. Thank you. Hopefully I'm correct. I'm late.
You are absolutely correct, Brother Mark. Alhamdulillah, we appreciate you so kindly for being here and being as studious as you are. And I know everybody else is going to start pressing one, but they ain't going to want to have you beat them out like that. I know this. So y'all might as well go and press one. I'm looking at y'all out here, and I know you done learned something. So then just raise your hand and say, you know, if you don't know, but one left. Thank you so kindly, Brother Mark.
Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Oh, I like my salam.
Oh, please give me a call afterwards. I'm going to ask you something.
Yes,
okay.
Yes,
assalamu alaikum.
Oh, I like my salam. Alhamdulillah. All right, now, everybody, come on now. Look, we ain't got all night. We don't have all night. We only got a few more minutes left here. And I know you know them. So go on and press one. Do not be shy. Go on and press one and say what you know. I know you got it written down there right there on your paper. And just going to make me say them, huh? Y'all want me to say them now? Because I ain't going to let end up being late going off because y'all want to be flowing around not pressing one. Okay, I love y'all. I bet y'all say, is she going to be fussing at us like that? Well, I ain't going to press one. But that's not it. I'm not fussing at you. You know I'm not. And I know you're there, and I know you're just busy. And I certainly do appreciate you being there. And I know you're feeling like if you could press that one right now, you pressing and you coming here and tell me just what the last two, Al-Majid is and Al-Wadud. What are these two beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What do they mean? Al-Wadud and Al-Majid. Oh, I know they say, well, Brother Mark, he got the easiest one. No, he didn't. Everybody got the same opportunity. But seeing that we're looking at 652, I'm going to go ahead on and I'm going to tell y'all. And I'm going to call y'all party poopers because we have been having a good time and all this and happy and everything, and y'all just listening. Okay, I'm not going to. You know, I'm the girl in the group that would be telling, how come y'all didn't say something? You know, I'd be the one in the group to say that. Okay, we're looking at Al-Wadud. Allah is who? Al-Wadud. Oh, look at here, you brave soul, you. We know we love you dearly. All right, let's give it to 312-399. Welcome to Alice Lyman Focus Learning Lab. State your name and where you're calling from.
Assalamu alaikum, the preacher. This is Sharifa Muhammad, Sharifa Mount Vernon.
And welcome, assalamu to you, my dear love. How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm fine, alhamdulillah. I was online, and I had stepped out, and when I stepped back, the question that you were asking, I missed, and so that's why I went on the phone. What was the question that you asked us to answer? I heard you say something about El Majid, but that's it. What was your question?
Oh, I was asking.
I want to see if I can answer it.
These are the attributes. Asma'ul Husna, the 99 known attributes of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what I'm saying is the Arabic, or the word in it, and then what you're going to tell me is what it means. Like Al-Majid. In the attribute, what does Al-Majid mean? Al-Majid.
The most glorious one.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. And even if you wanted to, that's correct answer. You are absolutely correct. And the other one, you might know it as well, Allah is Al-Wadud.
Okay, I'm looking it up, Al-Wadud. You see what number it is. I'm looking at prayer in Al-Islam. And I'm looking to see the number on it because, well, let me go back, Al-Wadud, because I don't always remember them in order. Yeah, I'm looking. And I remember you said you'll be going off soon, right?
Yes, ma'am. So if you don't have it right there at you, I'll go ahead on. It is number 47.
Oh, I found it. I just found it.
Okay.
It means the very lovely.
Yes, ma'am. Alhamdulillah. Yay.
Alhamdulillah.
You know what? This is what we're going to do, everybody. For everybody got them right, I certainly do appreciate you so kindly, your participation, and to show that you know because you're doing, you're studying. Not for me. This is for our own benefit. We're trying to make it to the paradise, and this is a way of getting there. And, hey, this is a guarantee, then that's what we want to do. We want to learn it, learn who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. We want to establish that relationship with him, you know, and his creation, you know. So that was just a little something we wanted to do. And thank you so kindly, Sister Teresa. And
alhamdulillah. You want me to press one and go out?
Yes, ma'am. We certainly do appreciate you coming and sharing with you. And get a greeting to your husband, too, as well. Yes, ma'am. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa-alaykum as-salam.
And Ian Mubarak, everybody, come on now. You know we got to have a few days extra. So here we go. All right. I do appreciate everyone that was so kind to press one and come in and share and let, you know, to share with everyone that your studentness in terms of being a part of Alexander Focus Learning Lab. And with that, you know we're going to have to make a move. We're going to have to mail our blessings with a fantastic upcoming week and a Juma Mubarak. And remember the homeless, those that are hungry, may Allah suffice them and grant them a place to live. And say, did we give you, we found you in need and we gave you shelter and care. And say, and may Allah bless those that are ill to recover from their illnesses expediently and bless those of our loved ones that has returned to him with mercy and forgiveness in the paradise, and bless us of their loved ones left here to continue work, and we look forward to seeing them, inshallah, and we'll all meet up in the paradise. And to that we say, Ameen. Love you all dearly. May Allah bless you with a good night rest and a blessed rising. I'm going to give husband love. Come on, squeeze. Husband love. And may Allah hold us and ask him to hold us. And we look forward to being back here, inshallah, next week at 5 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, right here on AM 360, the number one listening destination with your host, the Preacher Hadi. And I'm going to go out with, I hope I can find what I want. Yep, hoping that I can. But if I can't, don't. As my Asian friends always say, and they probably say it to you all too, but not to worry. We're going to come up with something. Okay, let's do this one. Did it go? Come on, what you doing?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Sister Khalida Akbar Abdulaziz, Program Manager for American Muslim 360, inviting you to join us every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. for Narrative Aspiration. Believe, when we aspire, we go higher. Each and every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you, the one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.